Hey, you're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorla, a couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, looking at the type of information you need when acquiring a company and plugging them into your network. So, got cats over the weekend? Not my cats. My girlfriend got cats. And I explained to my girlfriend, I have a cat, that I wasn't an animal person. And I explained to my girlfriend, as I scratched the cat's chin, that I would not be involved with this. I was a designated driver. I was a designated photographer. I was paying attention to all the information that the shelters give you, which was new to me because I've gotten pretty much every animal ever from my daughter who rescues animals. So the tip to you is have a checklist for when you're acquiring an organization that is detailed and is rich, at least as a pet shelter. Because a pet shelter will tell you things like how long it's been there, where it came from, what its parents were. Pet shelter will tell you what its shots are. They microchip them now. There's all this information. And then they interview you to make sure that you're the right fit. Right? It's amazing. Now you compare that to the very, 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 very expensive mergers and acquisitions we often go through where we don't have nearly that kind of information. Right? We don't have nearly that kind of insight. And a lot of times these organizations are the strays that someone picked up. And you're like, wait a minute, what are we plugging into our environment? And you can get very uncomfortable because it's a big unknown. So what do you need to know? You need to know things like network diagrams. You need to know things like asset inventories. You need to know things like credentials to the switches and domain controllers. You need to know things like state of vulnerability and patching. And of course, you need to know whether or not they're infected. And of course, none of this information will generally be forthcoming. So, what do you do? I'm a big fan of the passive approach. Not passive like laying back and being passive. Not passive like passive aggressive. I don't like that either. What I'm talking about is putting on a vulnerability tool like a passive vulnerability scanner or something on certain segments of the network and gathering a lot of that data and then building your asset inventory off of that. Low risk, you don't have to worry about scanning anything, knocking anything over. High visibility into everything that's talking. You may mess things that are not, obviously. And you can start to get a good toehold as well as understanding where the vulnerabilities are. So first, figure out what they have. Second, figure out what the weaknesses are that a criminal is going to exploit. And then third, hey, has any criminals exploited this? Is this a pre-owned environment? I don't know. If you've got those network taps, you're also in a good spot once you complete the passive vulnerability assessment to then go ahead and look for any malicious activity. Your IPS, your IDS, your advanced detection gadget of the month. Plug it into that span port, look at those packets, and look to see if you see any known bad activity. All right, signature-based. Behavior-based, those types of things. So coming out of that, you can have at least a relative modicum of understanding as to where this environment's been, what it's been through, and whether or not you have any cleanup to do before you plug it into your environment. That's it for me. Anyone want a cat? Have a good one.